We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
All right, we are back. What is going on, Colts Nation? Welcome back to another episode of Bring the Juice. Your guys, Cody and Derek, back for another one, guys. Guys, we are so close to the start of free agency. So with that being said, there are some players who have already been cap casualty type of players who have already been cut from different NFL teams. I wanted to specifically, Derek, talk about this article that came out from My Sports Update, Ari over there, and he put up some potential cap casualties for each NFL team. Actually, a few of them have already happened. The one he did put up about the Buffalo Bills, they just released Nyheim Hines and saved about $4 some million in cap space there. But I wanted to kind of run through it, Derek, for each team, and then after that kind of look and say, are there any players, if they do indeed get cut from their respective teams, that we think the Indianapolis Colts could or should have interest in? So without further ado, Derek, let's just dive right into it and have a conversation. So I think I'll just read all the different players off, and then we can kind of just talk about that afterwards. So the first one he did, obviously Buffalo, Nyheim Hines, saves $4.6 million there. The Dolphins, Emmanuel Ogba, they would save them nearly $14 million. The Patriots, which I believe this one's already happened, J.C. Jackson expected to be released by them. That will save them about $14.3 million, so that's definitely a no-brainer for them. The New York Jets, C.J. Uzomah, $5.3 million. AFC North, Tyus Bowser, $5.5 million. The Cincinnati Bengals, Joe Mixon, $5.75. The Cleveland Browns, Nick Chubb, $11.82. Pittsburgh Steelers, Allen Robinson, $10 million that they would save there. Texans, MJ Stewart, safety. Indianapolis Colts, Mo Ali Cox, that would save them nearly $6 million. Cam Robinson for the Jacksonville Jaguars, $17.2 million. The Titans, Andre Dillard. And then moving over to the AFC West, the Denver Broncos, Tim Patrick. Kansas City Chiefs, which they've already done this one, Marquez Valdes-Scantling. Las Vegas Raiders, Jimmy Garoppolo. The Chargers, Mike Williams, that would save them $20 million. The Dallas Cowboys, Leighton Vander Esch. The New York Giants, Mark Lewinsky, familiar name there. Philadelphia Eagles, Kevin Byard, which that one's already happened as well. The Washington Commanders, Logan Thomas. The Chicago Bears, Travis Homer. The Detroit Lions, Tracy Walker. Green Bay Packers, David Bakhtiari. The Vikings, Harrison Smith. NFC South, Taylor Heinicke for the Falcons. Terrence Marshall for the Carolina Panthers. Marcus May for the New Orleans Saints. Russell Gage for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Arizona Cardinals, Dennis Daly, the guard for them. The Rams, Joseph Noteboom. The San Francisco 49ers, Isaiah Oliver. The Seattle Seahawks, Jamal Adams. So, Derek, anybody there? I know some of those guys have already gotten cut. Some of those guys have not yet. Anybody there that has any interest to you if indeed they are gone from their respective teams because of the cap cut casualty?
I'll tell you, there's a couple different names. I think, you know, CJ Uzomah could be an interesting one for sure. It truly is going to ultimately come down to what the Colts deem are the best needs there. We talked about Nyheim Hines in the stream that we were doing when we heard the news break. I wouldn't mind the idea of bringing Nyheim Hines back, you know, just a guy that, you know, can has a skill set that's really good for a system like Shane Steichen's. It'll definitely be interesting to see how they approach that. But, you know, we talk about like some of the cap casualties for Indianapolis, which we'll talk about in a minute, but it will be interesting to see what Indy does free agency wise and whether or not they want to bring in some of these guys that might end up being cap cuts themselves.
Could you see Indianapolis, say Taylor Heinicke, for example, gets cut? Could you see Indianapolis potentially saying, hey, Taylor Heinicke, come be our backup? Could you see them doing something like that, getting their backup quarterback situation figured out?
I don't, because like if you're gonna make that kind of move, I would just honestly much rather you just go with Gardner Minshew. And as much as I don't want Gardner Minshew to be around, you know, it's kind of one of those situations. I'm like, if you're gonna do that, you might as well just bring the other vet back. So either go young or just keep the guy that you already have there. And Taylor Heinicke's already been, you know, trying to, you know, push his way into the conversation of a starter for a bunch of different reasons. I know for a fact he's not better than Anthony Richardson, but I mean, I just don't see a situation in which Indianapolis would make something like that happen.
How about a guy like Kevin Byard? Obviously was traded from the Tennessee Titans, didn't have a great season with the Philadelphia Eagles. But again, Derek, I mean, when you think about it, like Byard's, you know, we're talking about the need for some more veterans in that room when it comes to the safety room. Would Byard potentially be a cheap option for Indianapolis to say, hey, you know what, let's kick the tires a little bit. Didn't look great. But Derek, before that, he's looked like an all-pro type of player for a long time. And so would that make potential sense for Indianapolis to go get a guy like Kevin Byard on a cheap type of deal, potentially? And I don't know what his market's going to be, Derek, but could that make sense for the Colts to add to their safety room a little bit and kick the tires a little bit on him and say, hey, maybe this is worth it? Because we've seen the Colts do that before, you know, with different guys like Mike Mitchell coming in the middle of the season and really changing that, you know, trajectory and really coming along and mentoring some of these young guys. Like, we've seen that approach work for Indianapolis before. Would that make sense for the Colts to go get a guy like Kevin Byard potentially?
Yeah, I mean, that definitely could be an option. You know, I've mentioned it before. Indianapolis needs to tap into the safety market one way or the other. It's too good not to. I would much rather get a younger player that maybe has a few more years left in them. But Kevin Byard, you know, even albeit a guy that has a lot of experience, you know, he's still got some stuff left in him. And the price tag will be a little bit nice for a player of his age. But again, he is a productive guy. He is somebody that does know how to play the position. He wouldn't have to be a, you know, all elite, all pro tackler or anything like that. He's a guy that, you know, does really good of just being that ball hawk in the backfield, which is something that Indy is looking for. So I would be all for it if Indy thought that that was the best route to go with when it came to their secondary. I have a feeling they'll be looking for someone a little bit more different, but I could see that as a possibility.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Okay. Yeah. This one's interesting to me, Derek, because obviously this guy's dealt with a lot of injuries. And so I could see an easy scenario where you say, nope, we're not even going to go into that. But I tell you what, man, Mike Williams, I've always liked what Mike Williams has done. I know he's a little bit older now. He's 29. But again, Derek, we've talked about, you know, in the draft, say you go and get more of that speed type of wide receiver, that guy's a home run hitter. Mike Williams is just another big body possession type of wide receiver. Like, would it make sense, say you give him not a great contract, it's more of a prove it deal for Mike Williams. You know, would that make sense for Indianapolis to say, hey, this dude's got talent when he's on the field? And obviously we're you know, kind of going about it in the way where we're not necessarily like expecting Mike Williams to come in and have 1,000 yards, but there's still some potential to tap into when this guy's healthy. He's still a very good wide receiver. Could you see Indianapolis doing something like that and maybe going both the veteran route and then get a guy in the draft as well? Just all around, like ultimately just giving Richardson as many weapons as he can.
Absolutely not. I do not believe that there would be in any way, shape, or form that Mike Williams would end up being a Indianapolis Colt in any way, shape, or form for a couple different reasons. Mainly because you mentioned a prove it deal. I don't think there's in any way, shape, or form Mike Williams takes one of those. Again, Mike Williams is allowed to do what he wants. And, you know, like you mentioned, he is a really good weapon when he's healthy. The problem is I can't look past the injuries. For a lot of other people, I can. But you're about to be 30. You've had several seasons in which you have had either season-ending ones or stuff that has kept you out for a long period of time. You're just not you're not reliable to be on the field and to let alone be paid $20+ million. I mean, even if you got it, there's no way you could get him. What's a friendly deal, right? Like $10 million, probably. But I mean, you're not going to get him for that. You're not going to get him for anything less than $17-18 million a year, regardless if you give him a 1-year deal. And I'm not willing to put that kind of money into a guy that I can't rely upon. I just can't do it. And not to mention, I don't think there's in any way, shape, or form he would do it. I don't think there's any way. You just wouldn't want to go from that one safe place to another. He wouldn't want to do it. I don't think in any way, shape, or form he's going to take a lesser deal to that extent. And I don't see Indy doing it either. So yeah, I'm all for the vet wide receiver route, but I don't see it.
Okay. How about a guy like J.C. Jackson? This is the last guy I'm going to talk about. Obviously, very disappointing when he signed with the Chargers. But, I mean, this is a guy a little bit older, Derek. You know, he made a lot of money in New England last year. You know, and I don't know what it would cost to bring him in, but would a guy like J.C. Jackson make sense? Kind of add some more veteran leadership in there a little bit more to Indianapolis? I don't know. I'm kind of like, I'm not really sure what you think about it, but I mean, I just look at some of these guys. I'm like, there's a reason all these guys are getting cut, right? There's a reason. But, you know, talking about some veteran corners, I mean, we've talked about it. You know, even if you draft a guy and, you know, the first couple rounds, you know, would it make sense to just continue to add more veteran, you know, pieces in there?
Yeah, I mean, the main problem with J.C. Jackson recently has just been health problems mixed in with the contract. You know, we kind of talked about it with Molly Cox for Indianapolis. The main reason why he would be a cap casualty is just there's just not enough production for the contract that you're getting. But when it comes to J.C. Jackson, you know, it's just one of those things. You're paying a guy $14, $15 million a year, and he's been hurt over the last couple of years. It's just not, you're not getting the production, and you know, it just keeps coming back to you in that regard. I would not mind J.C. Jackson being brought in because, like you said, when he's healthy, he definitely could be that. But again, for the contract that you're getting hit with, for that amount of money to be unreliable, it would stink. It would suck the life out of me to potentially see that happen.
Okay. One more guy. We've already mentioned it. And then we'll talk about Mo Alie-Cox real quick. Nyheim Hines. Nyheim Hines got cut from Buffalo on Sunday as we record this. He just got cut a couple hours ago. So what are your thoughts about potentially a reunion with Nyheim Hines? I mean, you need a pass-catching running back. You do. You don't have a proven guy on your roster. I guess Evan Hall would be the best option that you would say on your roster. But, I mean, Nyheim Hines, what are your thoughts of potential reunion there with Indianapolis, where he obviously knows, you know, a lot of the people. He knows a lot of the staff. But, obviously, there's a new, you know, head coach in town. There's a new quarterback in town. And I know he wanted out of Indianapolis. So, I know when I posted that, you know, like, bring Nyheim Hines back. There was some pushback, people saying, I want guys to be here in Indianapolis. But again, Derek, I look at that and I say, that's a different situation because the Colts, for once, they stunk in 2022. And for two, they didn't use Nyheim Hines like he needed to be used. So I don't know what your thoughts are on a reunion with him, but I personally would be all for it.
Yeah, I mean, again, if Ballard thought that that was the best option for that running back room, hey, listen, what better option to have another running back for a good price tag than a guy that was with this team for a few years and knows quite a few of the guys? I mean, it wouldn't be hard to get acclimated with quite a few of these guys. Would definitely be under a new quarterback and under a new coach and all these different things. But again, Nyheim Hines knows the majority of the offensive line. He already knows Jonathan Taylor. Not really much more else you need to worry about when it comes to Nyheim Hines. And it, like we said, he'd be cheap, right? I mean, he only getting paid like $4 million. I mean, it's not like we're already talking about cheap options for running backs. So I wouldn't mind. You would definitely be getting him for much less right off the bat because of him being cut. He's already making not that much money in Buffalo. He would already be coming in. You'd be able to get him for cheap. And for the system in which you want to try to use him, again, his skill set would work really well for the kind of disguise, mysterious scheme that Shane Steichen likes to run with running backs. And I think it would be a great set of circumstances for Nyheim Hines to come back, as long as Nyheim Hines is healthy and can be kind of similar to what he was back even in 2021. It'll be interesting. That would definitely be one I would not be opposed to, just because also, you know, Nyheim Hines. I mean, again, I know he kind of, I don't really think he wanted out. It was kind of one of those situations where it was such a bad usage with the last coaching staff. You're right. I mean, I get why he kind of wanted a different change of scenery, but it was a different time then. It was a different time with a coaching staff that was on its way out and had basically given up. You know, like now we're in a certain circumstance where you feel so much better with your quarterback and coach combo that you have. I feel like it could be a good option for him.
Yeah, and again, like we've seen at the height, at the peak, when Nyheim Hines is used properly, the dude is a weapon. I mean, good grief. You talk about that, Derek. Like, you know, you look what even his rookie year with Andrew Luck. Like, I mean, I think he had the most catches in the NFL or something near that for running backs. It was crazy how much Nyheim Hines was utilized. And so it's like when he had a proper scheme and when he had a proper quarterback throwing him the football, Nyheim Hines was an absolute dog back there, an absolute dog. So I think it makes a whole lot of sense. Again, Derek, I mean, you look at, you know, right now, your, you know, return game, you don't really have a whole lot in your return game. I mean, Dallas Flowers is coming off that Achilles injury. You know, Isaiah Rodgers is no longer with you. And so, like, does it make sense for Indianapolis to bring back Nyheim Hines, who has obviously a lot of experience doing that stuff? And so I think from twofold, from the backup running back for what you're looking for there, to also just your return game, I think that would make a lot of sense.
Yep, absolutely. It definitely makes a lot of sense. And I could definitely see Indy trying to work through that. And, you know, it's really going to be interesting to see if what kind of moves they make with the cap that they have. It's also going to be a matter of, like, what does Indy do prior to free agency with trying to bring back some of these other guys? It'll be interesting to see how that cap casualties also work in to how the Colts try to bring back some of the remaining guys already.
Yeah, real quick before we head off here, talk to me about the Mo Alie-Cox projection there from Ari.
Yeah, it makes the most sense, and it's the same thing we've been saying for a long time. I mean, you're paying the guy $6 million a year to just be a blocking tight end. Like, I know Indianapolis does utilize him in some packages. Like, I mean, I think his best highlight of the season last year, two good highlights was obviously where that fake fourth down where they hit him for that route, but he had absolutely no speed and got tracked down 5 yards later, even after having to come back to get it. And then the other big one, Anthony Richardson, when he made that elite throw to Mo Alie-Cox and Cox was able to score a touchdown. Like, that's really the only two highlights I get from him. That's the two plays that I know that he was there. Like, Ballard talks so much about this tight end group, like what Will Mallory provides, what Kylan Granson provides, Jelani Woods, who's coming back, and what he can become, right? Like, you talk about this tight end room and how great it is already. Like, there's no need to have a fourth guy who's making the most money, by the way, who you talk about having the lowest production and the lowest potential, right? So why are we paying that much? It just doesn't make sense. You have young guys at tight end who all deserve snaps, who all can go out there and block, okay? Seriously, like, does Mo Alie-Cox production and blocking really matter that much? To be paying him $6 million a year? Really? No, it doesn't. Get out of here with that. Please cut him. Move on. Let your young guys come in and do what they do. And let that tight end room blossom. It's they're not blossoming, letting this other guy come in, being paid as much as he is, just a block. Really, it's not worth it.
Yeah, exactly. No, it's not. So, guys, let us know your overall thoughts on some of these potential cap casualties or even the cap casualties that have happened. Let us know your thoughts on if any players you'd like to see the Colts kick the tires on potentially, or if there's any other, you know, free agents that you think could potentially be cut here that you want the Colts to do. Also, what are your thoughts on Mo Alie-Cox? Do you think he should stay with the Colts or should get cut? Let us know all those things in the comments below. That'll do it for this one, guys. Thank you so much for tuning in. And as always, guys, go Colts!